Hello, this is the step two video for the 7 steps to get off sugar and carbs course. I am Susan Neal, and I am delighted that you are joining me today. Now, in this course, you are going to gain knowledge, overcome emotional eating, conquer food addiction, cure a candida infection if you have one. Yes. You are going to resolve one of the 4 most common root causes for inappropriate eating. In this video, there will be 3 sections. The first, we'll go over the information that we should be doing in 7 steps to get off sugar and carbs. The second, we'll be dealing with our healthy living journal. And then the third will be our Christian study guide. First, we're going to start out with the 7 steps book. There is a food addiction test in here that you can take. There's links for it in the book in session step 2. So be sure and take that. And I want you to understand food addiction. When we see a certain kind of food, oh, just a delicious, sugary delight, dopamine releases in our brain. And that's our feel-good neurohormone. And our body wants more of that. So our focus narrows and we want that, whatever delightful dessert it is. We can't think about anything else. We have to have it. So what you need to understand is that this is occurring and you can release dopamine when you go for a walk, you pet your animal, you hug your child, your grandchild, your partner, even just sitting outside and listening to the birds sing allow you to release dopamine. So please, go ahead and try and find alternative ways to get that dopamine released. Next, in step 2 of 7 steps to get off sugar and carbohydrates, we're going to read about candida. And I told you about my experience with it in my health crisis. Well, I was, in addition to me craving chocolate, I was craving alcohol, and that's because candida likes to eat sugar, alcohol, and processed foods, and I was giving it all it wanted, okay? But when I was sick and I found out that I had this candida overgrowth in my colon, I had to do 2 things. One was go on an anti-candida diet, which is what is recommended in this course that we're going to be doing. It's low sugar and low carbohydrate. And then I also had to take 2 months of an anti-candida cleanse, 2 bottles worth. I was like this for 8 months. I would have 3 terrible days where I just wanted to lay in bed. I was exhausted. And then I would have 2 good days. And this went on and on for 8 months until I killed that parasite in my gut and I got my normal appetite back. I no longer was craving those things. That's why it's so important for you to focus on what a root cause for you is. Because once you resolve it, it is so much easier to stop eating the bad foods. That's why I focus on the root cause versus putting you on a diet. Now, last year, I wanted to show you one thing. This was a plaque that I got when I was sick, and I clung to this verse during that time. Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. I clung to that verse during that time of my life. Now, nobody ever told us that after we take a round of antibiotics, that we should re-inoculate our gut with a beneficial bacteria, but we should. And this is how I take a probiotic. This is one of my probiotics. I'll take it one day. The next day, I'll take this one. The third day, I'll take this one. This one's called Seed. It's a new probiotic I've recently gotten. You can find it on seed.com. And if you'd like a 15% discount, you can get a code off of the Step 2 Action Steps handout. So I have it there for you. Now, last year I had a stool test to check how my gastrointestinal health was. And we found out that the probiotics within my gut from supplements was good, but the ones from food was low. So I had to start supplementing with the sauerkraut. You could buy a kimchi as well, which is a little spicier, but just eat a tablespoon like 3 times a week, just with one of your meals, and that gives you the good probiotics. Now, I will tell you that eating yogurts, like I was eating a non-dairy cultured yogurt during that time, probably 3 or 4 times a week, and that did not provide enough of the cultures from food. So that's why it's good to get kimchi or sauerkraut. All of this is to balance your gut, because once we get the microbiome of our gut balanced, these good guys beat up on the candida and kick him out of there. So we need to balance it. I will warn you not to drink kombucha, because kombucha actually contains the yeast along with a few good probiotics. So avoid kombucha. Now, there is a candy quiz in the Step 2 section of the course. So be sure and take that quiz and see if you've got this bug in your gut. And I wanted to tell you that my practitioner recommended Biocedin as the preferred type of candida cleanse. So many people ask me, what kind of candida cleanse should I use? And the Biocedin was the one that was recommended by my practitioner. And that information is provided in the Action 1 action steps, the Step 1 action steps. Now, what did you think about the hybridization of wheat that you read about in Step 2 of 7 steps to get off sugar and carbohydrates? Wasn't that interesting? That occurred like in the 1950s. And would you believe that since then, celiac disease has increased by 400%? Yes, that's absolutely amazing. So you see, in the modernized wheat, the human body just isn't able to digest it properly. So if you have some type of symptoms that you or your doctor don't understand, ruling out a gluten sensitivity will bring you one step closer to wellness. That's why I wrote this book, Solving the Gluten Puzzle. During all of this transition, we need to also activate God's tools and weapons. And so be sure and get your accountability and prayer partner and your Bible verse. The Bible verse you should have chosen from last week, and you can just write it on an index card. Here's an example of what I do. So submit yourself to God. Submit yourself completely to God, and you have the verse up there. Whatever verse you have chosen, you could go ahead and tape that to your refrigerator or your pantry and recite it out loud, forcefully, having that temptation flee from you. And the Healthy Living Journal will also help you learn when you should use your scripture verse. If we go to see if I can find the page here. Temptation and Struggle Log. This is where you should be writing down what your temptations and your struggles are. So as you figure those out, write them down. Then as you figure out what your victory is, how you overcome it, then go ahead and write that down in your victory log. In addition, I created for you in this handout your food addiction battle strategies. And these are the things that were effective for me and that helped me to overcome those temptations. So that's one of your handouts. Now, you will also have a daily food chart where you're going to be writing down your breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And on that daily food chart, it asks you different questions like, what time did you eat? Has it been 3 hours since the last time you ate? Because it takes 3 hours for your food to digest. So if you're eating in a shorter time period, are you eating because you feel an emotion? And then when you did eat, were you satisfied or were you stuffed? Did you have a digestive issue? How is your mental clarity or your mood? You want to write all of those things down to begin to understand yourself and why you are eating. The Christian Study Guide. We are doing session 2 and days 1 through 5. The Christian Study Guide gets into humility and pride and how a humble person courageously acknowledges the damage done to him or her in childhood and trusts that God can heal that wound. We want to heal from the inside out, because emotional wounds affect us physically, mentally, and spiritually, emotionally. And you will find that as you improve your diet, your emotional outlook on life will improve. Day 5 in the Christian Study Guide discusses how we can get off the emotional roller coaster of being so concerned about, oh, how our hair looks, or is my makeup perfect, or how do I look, or what do other people think about me? Instead, we should be thinking about, what does God think of me? And when you do, you become humble. We arrive at humility. Now, to close us, I would like to close us using this prayer that I clung to. Dear Heavenly Father, help us to renew our strength, dear Lord. Help us to soar like wings of eagles and to run and not grow weary, and to walk and not be faint. Next week, we are going to look at how to clean out our refrigerator, our pantry, and our emotions. Until next week.